Hey guys, back for another episode of Unfriendly Blur Talk. So, I don't really particularly care about celebrity gossip, but I just wanted to speak on this because I keep seeing it everywhere. Like, I logged onto Instagram first thing. I go on YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube. I say this all the time. I watch documentaries on YouTube, so I just have a lot of random stuff that'll pop up. First thing I saw is everyone saying that ASAP Rocky done cheated on Rihanna. Okay. I have a lot to say about this. I really don't, but I have a lot to say about the fact that it was everywhere, and I'm not even seeking out this information, and I'm getting it. Like, I don't know when... It's not even Americans. I don't know when people in general became so obsessed with celebrities, especially to the point where people like make up stuff and go viral with it, and it becomes like news. I just don't understand. And then I kind of just started thinking, like, all these blogs. These blogs, I mean, they're no joke. They make a lot of money. For example, the Shade Room, I mean, they have, I'm just guessing, but I'm sure they have like 20 million followers. They have very high engagement rates. Their comments get like 30,000 comments any post. So it's like, you know, people do care about this stuff. And it's funny because I sometimes look in the comments and you'll see people saying like, who cares? I don't care. Okay, then why do you follow the Shade Room and why are you commenting if you seriously don't care? These people care, you know? But I guess I wanted to bring up the Rihanna thing because it's like people are so annoying. Bro, not me calling you guys bro, but it's just like, okay, I don't think Rihanna's old. I think she's 32 or 33, I believe. She's a little bit older than me, so I would guess somewhere around that age. But if anyone who doesn't know, she's pregnant with her first child. And people have been harassing this woman for, like, the past, I don't know, 8 years or so. Like, claiming she's pregnant when she wasn't. And first of all, that's rude. Like, you don't just be like, oh, when are you having a baby? Like, that's so rude to me. I never understood that. Because people do that to me all the time. And I'm like, why are you asking me that? Like... What would you have to do with me and my baby if I had one? It has nothing to do with you. So why are you asking me that question? You know what I mean? So like, that's how I feel like with Rihanna. It's like people are so obsessed with her like having a baby, and it's like, okay, you don't personally know this girl. You don't know if she wants a baby. You don't know when she wants a baby. Mind your business. So she wound up, you know, I actually think her pregnancy got leaked. I believe, I mean, I don't really know. I don't follow this much stuff, but I just don't see Rihanna, like, going out on, a pregnancy tour. I think she just stopped hiding it, and people were like, oh, she pregnant, you know? But, yeah, I mean, it just kind of got me so annoyed that people were always doing that. And now, a lot of people are saying, oh, ASAP Rocky's not good enough to beat Rihanna. It's like, okay, do you think this girl's stupid? She's waited 32, 33 years to even have a baby. She's been with billionaires. She's been with a lot of different, I wouldn't say, I mean, a lot, but you know what I mean. She's grown. She's dated and found what she likes, what she doesn't. She chose him. So why are you mad? I mean, I understand the point of like, oh, don't date someone broker than you, but they're both rich. Like, at a certain point, whether you have $30 million or you have $400 million, does it really matter? Because y'all both are rich. Like, what does it really matter? Like, I get it. Like, for somebody like me, to be honest, no, I probably couldn't date somebody that works a minimum wage job for the simple fact that I like to live comfortably. I like to go on vacation, stuff like that. I wouldn't be able to date somebody like that realistically. But with their situation, people calling him broke, it's like, he has a lot of money, okay? Like, let's not, I don't like that, you know? But anyway, they were saying that he was cheating on her. And I'm kind of just like, well, who said that? Like, who, what notable or what trustworthy place said this? And come to find out, it came from Twitter. It came from Twitter. It's like people will latch on to anything that cures their temporary boredom. And that's the whole point of these blogs. I mean, and it's sad because to the person who they're talking about, this could be like, this could be devastating. It could be like, oh my gosh, I didn't want people to know about. And I'm not talking about the Rihanna thing. Let's just say, for example, and I'm going to really use actually Benzino, Coyle Ray's dad, as an example. So right now he's kind of in the stories because he got caught talking to a transgender woman. There was nothing, he wasn't saying anything like, oh, I miss you, I want to be with you. Nothing like that. It didn't even really sound like they had like a relationship or anything. They were just on the phone talking. And everyone's like, oh, Benzino outed with a trans woman, blah, 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 blah. You don't know how that will affect him. You know what I mean? Like, this might push him over the edge, over some stuff he was already upset about. You have no idea. And to the masses, it's kind of like tomorrow when some news about Kim Kardashian and Kanye come out, no one's really going to care anymore. They're going to forget. But to the person who the news is about, they don't forget. They're embarrassed, probably a little ashamed because people are spinning stories different ways. You know, it's just kind of sad. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, celebrities should have it, I shouldn't say easy, but I mean, it's like, yeah, it seems easy. Like, you make all this money and you don't have to work a miserable job, right? The grass is always greener on the other side, because I've learned this the hard way. I have literally, at one point in my life, made a lot of money. I've one point in my life been broke. I've one point in my life been regular, but happy. Like, you always think that things are going to be better if you had more money or you had a different job or you, whatever the case is. That's not necessarily the case. So with this celebrity life thing, yeah, it seems cool that, you know, you're famous and blah, 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 whatever. But there's a lot of things that probably come with that. And obviously a lot of people don't speak on it, which I'm a little, how do I say, I'm a little bit discouraged. I'm a little bit disappointed, actually, that people don't really speak on it, because they'll say, oh, you don't know what goes on. You don't know what goes on. Okay, well, tell us, you know, you're a public figure. And I think that people would actually be a little bit more humane if they did know the struggle. I mean, you got Drake talking about on his songs for the past 10, 20 years. Okay, I know Drake hasn't been out for 20 years, I don't think. Maybe he has. He definitely has. That's crazy. Almost 20 years. But you got him talking about, you know, the woes of fame and stuff. And it kind of just seems like, all right, bro, like, you're a multimillionaire. You got all the girls. You got everything you want. How bad could it be? You know what I mean? But I mean, there has to be something in that life, because there's a running theme with these celebrities. They all say the same thing. You have no idea. You have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. It's like, what's going on in Hollywood? Like, are they signing NDAs where they can't talk about nothing? Like, what? I mean, I'm sure that there's situations where, you know, people can get blackballed and stuff like that. And we've seen that happen. But I don't know. I feel like I just don't even know. I almost feel like, and just to play devil's advocate, what if it's not even that bad, but they use that as an excuse to like cover up anytime they mess up? You know? You don't know what I'm going through. Da, da, da. But then again, on the opposite end of the spectrum, look at the things that everyday people go through. I mean, you could have a job, you know, your own place, your own car, your, you know, have your stuff together, quote unquote, so to speak. But maybe you have anxiety, or maybe you have childhood trauma, or maybe you have depression. You know, these people are not exempt from that kind of stuff. So, and to be amplified, like on a in a magnifying glass for the whole world to be able to talk about, I can imagine that would be difficult. Because to be honest with you, I have a huge love of music. Like, I love music so much. And if God had blessed me to sing, I would not want to be famous. I probably would become a songwriter or, like, sing background or something. Or just release stuff, like, on my own. I wouldn't want to be famous because people just talk about you. They'll post embarrassing things about you for the entire world to see. I mean, I can definitely imagine how that would be hard. But would I exchange it for millions of dollars? Possibly. I mean, I'm just being real. Like, at a certain extent, it's like the celebrity world is different. You know, let's say you are a celebrity and, you know, you're getting dragged through the mud, right? But then again, you have $40 million and you can hang out in your mansion and swim in your pool with the people that you are close with, the people who matter to you. So then kind of at the end of the day, what does it matter what the people on the internet are saying? You know, that person on the internet could be a 15-year-old working at McDonald's going to high school. Not like that person wouldn't matter, but the point is, who are they to speak on somebody who has life experiences, whereas they really kind of don't, being so young in age and inexperienced, you know? So that was a huge rant, but I just wanted to talk about that because even now, like, I'm seeing everyone's like, see, Rihanna should never been with ASAP. Like, y'all don't even know what you're talking about. Y'all have never met them. Y'all believe this because, and I don't even, I swear, it wouldn't matter to me because I don't know them. It's not that. It's just the fact that people speak so confidently on things that they actually have no idea about. And I was talking to my coworker today about this. Like, people take things that they hear and they see, whether it be on social media, even the news too, or anywhere, YouTube, they take things they hear as fact. There is a difference between someone just talking and something being fact. Just because someone says something doesn't automatically mean it's true. You feel me? Like, I feel like that's where everything gets mixed up. Like, someone will say it, right? For example, with the whole Tasha K, Cardi B situation. For anyone who doesn't know, Cardi B sued Tasha K for, I think, $4 million and won. Because Tasha K is a YouTuber, and she was on her YouTube just talking stuff that wasn't true, and, you know, this, this, and that. And Cardi B took it to court, and it came out that Tasha K was, in fact, not telling the truth. So she got in trouble. And I agree with that. And a lot of people were like, oh, well, why would Cardi B sue Tasha K for $4 million? She didn't even have $4 million. That's not the point. You should not, no matter who you are, be anywhere, whether it be on YouTube or in your everyday life, spreading lies about people that you have never met. It's weird and it's strange behavior. And to be honest with you, your energy is off if you're doing something like that, and you deserve to get in trouble for it, in my opinion. So that's what I have to say. That was, I honestly thought this video was going to be 5 minutes and I just went on a whole tangent, but that's kind of where I'm at with this stuff. It's just like the whole stan culture is crazy. It's crazy. But let me know what you guys think.